I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains with Nina and Friends.
We are drinking. It's Friday. I think we all needed it.
Yes.
And we did talk about how we were supposed to have our friend from F-Boy Island on the show, but F-Boy Island people can't hang out until later in the afternoon, and let's be honest.
We up early.
That's a little too late for us, but we will eventually get a chance to talk to him. But we decided to call an audible on it, and we'll get him on another day because we've got big life updates.
Yes.
What do you do when one of your friends tells you that they're just moving away? they're just leaving you. Oh, wow.
Guys, don't make me sad.
It's not even about sad. Girl, this is a big moment for you, but it is sad for all of us.
Yeah, I am very excited, but I think for those who don't know or don't follow me on social media, I have accepted a new radio position in Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. But I have every intention on keeping the drama, keeping the tea, keeping all of this so I can report back to you all on a weekly basis, because GP2 has literally been a safe space and therapeutic space for me since the pandemic started. And this is such a precious space for me that I'm not willing to let go yet, no matter what, even if I gotta phone it in. But I've already told my new company that I need a studio time and I need to be potted in. I need an ISDN line. Like I've already set it up. So I'm going to still be with you all. Y'all are my family. And it makes me sad, but at the same time, I'm just excited for this new chapter.
Yeah, I mean, we're super excited for you. And if you've been following along, and Nashville is where her man lives. So she gets to be close to him, closer to her family.
To make out with him
Krista
every day.
Krista's leaving us. But it's for big things, you know? I do also have to make note of the fact that we've got another special guest here with us.
Woo!
Our friend Jen BT is back.
Hey, I know. Me and Krista are work fam, work sisters. Yes. So this hits me. This hits me super hard. I'm gonna lose a part of my work fam.
I know.
It's crazy.
The GP2 family is tight, but then it's like, what happens when like one of the little characters on the board moves into a different space? I mean, this isn't the first time though, like Chris, that you've had to up and move.
No, I've been doing it my whole entire adult career. And I think that's what's different about this move. It just feels different. It feels a little bit more solid. It feels like I'm going to be there a while. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like this is like that shift in my life where I go from living for my job.
Mm.
And now I'm making decisions where my job has to like come to me. Like I'm making a choice to put my life decisions first before my career. I've never done that before.
Me neither.
It's always been career. And now I've built my resume up enough to finally make those choices and pick where I want to go and let my life develop there. So I'm excited. I'm excited about being close to my family, being close to my grandmother. I'm excited about starting this new chapter with Cam. So it's just, and again, I'm actually excited about the role. I'm transitioning into more of a directorial role. So I have like four or five people working with me. And I don't like to say under me because it makes me feel like I'm
Chris
a narcissist.
Is in charge. You're about to be a boss.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to, you know, Music City. And that's cool because y'all know I'm an avid, passionate person when it comes to the culture and music. And I'm excited to just work particularly with this company. They have an excellent record of the country music format in Nashville, and they're specifically looking for someone with expertise in the R&B format. And that's that's just what I know. So, and I get to still be on air. I still get to cut spots and get a little endorsement check here and there, you know, because the endorsement checks hit different, you know, Jim. They hit different.
I need another one.
So, for those that don't know what that means, that's when we get a little extra money for the commercials and stuff that we do. This is radio talking.
Right.
But, you know, you hear Krista deciding to prioritize her personal life, which I think is super important. But Jen and Angie D is here too, of course. After like the pandemic and watching your friends and your family, do you think that you kind of also, what one do you think that you decided to invest in more? Like, I know I've seen Angie invest a lot more into her career, but like even Jen, like as a mom, like where do you think a lot of your energy is going?
Oh yeah, that is. It hasn't gone to me out of anybody. It's gone to the children and the husband. But I think sometimes, you know, especially when you have a family, you kind of have to prioritize who needs the most love and tender care. And it was my husband. He's going through a lot of family drama, and something went down and he had to set some boundaries. And right now we're not talking to his family.
Oh, dang.
And he is seeing someone to talk through those things. And that therapist said, you know, this is good for you. For once, you need to put yourself first. And I talked him into seeing a trainer, and I literally am putting my husband on a pedestal. It's like, you need everything right now. Like, you need to be the best you. So whatever you need to be the best you, I 100% support you. And he's living his best life. And then after that, the kids, right? So homeschooling. I definitely feel like I took on a teacher role and definitely have educated myself a lot, because my six-year-old has ADHD and he's challenged with reading and writing. So I had to learn how he could learn best. And then I came last. I mean, you saw me. I was pretty scarce this year, just running from work to home. And I'm a little exhausted. But I feel like right now that it's summer, that's my time to shine. So I am taking the time to drink. Like, you pulled up on me, Ange and Nina, for my birthday.
Yeah, we
did.
That
was such a good night.
Like, you swept me off my feet, literally. We had the bomb club night. And then you're like, let's go to Geneva and have a girls trip weekend.
We kidnapped Jen for the weekend.
And after that, literally, I think that ripped off the Band-Aid for me. I was like, yes, I'm going to go out and club and do me. And it was my time to shine right now.
I had the worst FOMO, y'all, that weekend. Y'all were so turned up.
But it was so dope because Jen is a mom of two. And I feel like some moms and wives, like, their husband would be like, where are you going? She's like, well, I'm off for the weekend. Deuces. I'm taking the car, the big car. Bye. We're just kidding.
We were FaceTiming Jen's husband from a bubble bath.
That we
decided to draw for ourselves in bathing suits. But I think that that's such a good point, though, Jen, is like looking at who needs the most love, but also, you know, you need it. I'm sure, like, Ange and Krista, like, as we get older, we don't have kids. We don't have families like that, even though Krista is well on her way. My mom always used to tell me when I was growing up, she was like, I'm a person too.
Aww.
I'm not just your mother.
Yeah, she has needs.
You know, and I was like, what do you mean? You're my mom. Like, I never understood that until I started having mom friends.
Yeah.
And we still sneak off and do the same stuff we were doing when we were 16. But, you know, she's got the priority, or the responsibility, I should say, of having to take care of her family. But since we've all just been cracked open, I think that our energy is getting guided in the direction that it needs to go to fill the holes that we were feeling, probably.
Yeah, I'm definitely figuring that out. I'm trying to figure out a balance, and I'm just doing me in every aspect.
Good,
I don't care. Like, I have such a, like, I don't care who's mad at me. I don't care who doesn't like me.
I'm like, with you.
My new favorite words are no.
It's
and
a
I'm good.
No is a complete sentence.
No, I'm good, and I can't. Those are my three phrases or words or whatever, because I'm just so tired of being there for people that, like,
won't be there.
Exactly, won't do it
for
me.
You pour into people. That's since I've known you, Angie. You are a very pour into people type of person.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to hear that you're setting boundaries for
yourself. Especially
with men. She's not
especially
playing.
Especially with dudes. Like these dudes.
It's not even just dudes. It's her friends. Let me tell you, this girl's been a bitch the past last few days.
Damn, Nina.
Like, she has been a bitch.
Well deserved, though, bitch, right?
Like, not you. To me.
Oh, to no, you.
Oh, my God. No, I'm like, not. You are just a How? Nasty person.
I just asked you to be quiet one time. I was just trying Whoa. To nap.
I was talking.
Whoa, Angie told Nina to be quiet?
I was talking to her.
Where did these balls come from?
Oh, my God. I was talking to her because she was at my house.
Yeah.
In her bed.
On my bed or my couch with my blanket.
Can you be quiet?
And she just looks at me. She's just like, can you just stop talking? I'm trying to rest.
I only had 20 minutes. I needed a little nap.
Oh my
God. Tired, guys. I'd be so tired. Yeah. I forgot. Getting back into serving, I'm like, I'm so tired at the end of the night. And then I go home, try to unwind. By that time, it's like 12:31. And I'm like, cool. Well, got to get back up at 4. You know,
so, it's part of the hustle.
Yeah. So I just need those little
naps. Do it, baby. Do it while you're young, Angie. Do it while you're young, honey. Get out there. Work them extra hours. Secure the bag while you have the energy. Because
guys, I'm trying to get us out of this bogus car.
Yeah.
The bullet.
I'm trying. The blue bullet.
You still want a Jeep?
Or some, I don't know.
Something cute.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be.
From point A to point B. I got you.
But so that's that prioritizing herself, looking at where she can get her money right.
Yeah. Well, Nina, I will say, though, that Gen BT is partially to blame for my leap of faith that I am taking to Nashville because, I mean, she's like 30% of it. Obviously, Cam's like 50, and my family
took her to
my okay, so she's like 10%, but it's a big chunk. But I have worked with Jen since I've been in this market, and I've literally watched her be able to balance being a mom and taking care of her family and staying energetic and entertaining live on a morning show 5 days a week and being on a board of a nonprofit organization. I've just seen her have her hands in all of these different pots.
You are, Jen?
Yeah, she's the bomb, bro.
What
like,
board?
She's a fucking bomb.
Board. Oh, shout out to Alternatives in Chicago. They just help at-risk youth in the city of Chicago. So.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that, Jen. That's so badass.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. It's a lot, though, but it's for the kids, so.
For the babies. For the bebis.
So for the little
type. It's inspiring and it just makes you question like Angie, like you have your family here and Nina, you
are by myself.
But you do prioritize your mom and your dad the way that I prioritize my mom and dad. So it's like you shut down, you'll book a flight.
Yeah.
You'll sacrifice going to Miami with your homegirls to go spend that quality time with your family. And I just have a prioritization problem. Like when it's out of sight, out of mind. I'm just really bad at that. So I think that's one thing that I've admired from a distance with Gen BT is just that capability of having your hands in all of these pots and still delivering every single morning from 5 to 10. And I want to do that too. I just want to do it closer to my family. It just hits different when you have that peace of mind with your family.
I know. And when Krista, she was so nervous to tell me and it was weird. My instinct was just to hug Krista because I got it. Like, I was like, I get it. I really do. And I love you and I'm going to miss you. But I totally get the whole, guess what? I just need to do what's happy for me. Yeah. I feel like this is my next step and it feels natural and organic. Yeah. And you know how you have that tingling sensation where you got to trust your gut?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just trust in
that.
Gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally. You know what's best for you. And I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you.
But going back to what you just said, out of sight, out of mind, Chris, how are you going to keep in touch with us? How are you going to stay in touch with your friends?
There's a difference when you... There's this bond that I have. When you go through a pandemic with somebody, that's your family. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, I felt this connection with you guys I had never felt with anybody. And that's including my childhood friends. That's including previous coworkers. That's including family. So there's this like feeling of sisterhood that I've acquired over the past 2 years when it comes to you guys. So when I do say out of sight, out of mind, I think I just established this level of comfortability with my family where I'm thinking, okay, they're always going to be there, but life is short. You know, the pandemic has taught me that. So with you guys, it's a little bit different. I think that I want you guys to be bridesmaids in my wedding. I gotta keep that. I gotta keep that same energy. Man, like
Chris
I'm here.
Has been saying this since she met Cam.
Day one.
I know. I'm ready. Just put me
How
in a
bad
good
is
color.
This? I'm thinking about the baby shower. I was like, I can't wait to pull up on the baby shower.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we talked about this, guys. I'm the worst at baby shower gifts. I never know what to do. I'm getting them like onesies.
Nobody does.
That's
like
the easiest thing. I want you to get my baby, my future baby. I'm speaking into existence. I want you to get something that reminds me of you. Like when I see it, I'm like, only Nina would get my kid something like this. Okay. I don't know if it's like a baby wine bottle or something.
It's
like that
be
I could
a
put
baby
juice
dinosaur.
Baby dinosaur.
It's gonna be like a stegosaurus that's got like a tail and the things popping in the back.
Oh God.
But Nina, have you talked about your big moves?
Let's go.
I mean, you're making some big moves.
My big moves? What are my big moves?
This badass condo.
I literally property. Yeah.
And your
I did.
Little honey dip. Your little honey dip.
My little honey dip's doing real good. Thank you. Honestly, I cried to him yesterday for the first time. I don't know. I was just like having a day.
Yeah.
And you know when you let your person see you're crazy for the first time? Mm-hmm. And it's not even like I wasn't even crazy. Like, I was very mellow considering. And I was trying to hold back tears. We were FaceTiming. And he just was like, what do you need? What can I do? And like, was sending me texts and like pictures afterwards. Like, he is honestly the most thoughtful person. So he's really, really good. But yeah, I did. I bought a condo, and I think I've mentioned that before, and I moved into it this week. By the way, moving the same day that you've worked is not where it's at.
And working after the day you move.
And then working, because people are like, oh, are you taking a day off? No. What is that? So
Nina doesn't believe in days off.
I just believe in my show, and it needs the people that are a part of it to be there for it. So it's cool. The first night in my condo was really tough.
Okay.
I didn't sleep like even a wink.
Why?
So I love it. It's spacious. It's beautiful with the windows. I'm on the 20th floor. But I can still hear things.
Okay.
I can still hear people outside. There's this one dude with some cheesy like oons, oons, oons in the car. This is a Tuesday night, by the way. And we hear, yeah! And then some girl's like, ah! And I'm laying in bed and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me right now. So finally, at 12:30, I get up in my bed and I start Googling how to soundproof windows.
Okay.
Mm-mm. It's like you can get these inserts at Home Depot to try to do that. And then also there's ways where you can pay a lot more money to get these special things for it. Anyway, by 3:00 in the morning, I finally decided to pull out my phone and find one of those apps and like did soothing
like
sounds,
I was just
like
say that.
Meditation.
The sound machine is everything.
But I had to. But it takes a while to find the perfect sound for you, because everybody needs their right sound. Because the soothing sounds were a little too much.
What's your sound?
They would go ooh, and then back down. I needed it to stay at the same level.
Like
mine is the best.
Mine Hold is on. Rain, bro.
I'm really gonna rain, pull it up I'm for you because it's on my home.
You need that dome again.
Yeah, I like Angie's. Yeah, that one's pretty good.
It's air conditioner, but it's kind of similar to white noise.
Okay.
Every night I sleep with that because I used to carry around a sound machine on trips and everything, and people would make fun of me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to download the app.
But the app is legit. So the first night I did meditation sounds, and that worked pretty well. Okay. And then the next night after Ann showed me her air conditioner one, I like the box fan because that reminds me of when I was a kid staying at my grandparents' house with no air conditioning. Yes. And you just have like the box fan. So I've been using that, and now I'm sleeping again.
Good.
So it was a little tricky to start. And then my blinds aren't blackout, and I got a lot of windows. So I just have some adjustments, and I am not complaining. Like I said, my condo is beautiful, and it's kind of cool to own something, you know, like to have my own little place in the world. I've talked about it so many times. I counted. This was my 13th move.
Wow.
And
literally a lot.
13, like city or like apartment?
No, just like
in general.
Dwelling.
In general. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dwelling. Okay.
My 13th dwelling. So what am I? 5 cities, 13 dwellings?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. 5 cities.
You're going to be in there for a while, bro. Mm-hmm.
I'm
like
going to be here, you know, and it's definitely a sound investment. So I'm there until things make sense for me to prioritize my personal life.
Mm.
So, which I definitely want to do too. So that's why I'm super impressed by you, Chris. Because like, you know, that's something that you realize that you just don't want to be by yourself all the time at some point, you know?
Or you just need a change of scenery and change of
and
know,
I definitely
everyday
have,
life.
Right. And I definitely have that. The people in my building are super cool.
Yeah.
And everybody's got dogs. So I can just go pet their dogs and not get my little baby Loki.
I keep wanting to say maybe you'll find a man, but like you have a man.
One.
I forget.
I have one, and it's just, it's like magic.
See, Lena, I said the same thing. You might mess around and be living in two cities, because I said the same thing. I was like, yeah, I could be long distance for a while.
Yeah.
And 8 months later, I'm gone. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't, well, we're not to the point where we're like 150% sure.
Totally.
But we definitely are in a really good spot. And yeah, like, we are definitely going to be doing the bouncing back and forth for a little while, which is cool. You know, we got it. But he's just like one of the like supportive ones, you know? And I feel like I've never really had somebody so supportive like this. So I almost don't know what to do. But you're prepared for it, or not prepared for it, I'm sorry. You appreciate it more.
Yeah.
How much I appreciate him is ridiculous. Like, I just feel so much gratitude. I was telling Krista, I was like, I say thank you for him every day. I'm so thankful. So, yeah, it's wild, guys. Wild.
That's crazy. That's crazy you said that, because me and Krista were in the car, mm-hmm. and we were talking about relationships. And,
oh, this morning.
Yeah, this morning. Yeah, because we go to work together. And I said, you know what, Krista? When you've been in a lot of relationships and then you find that person, and you're like, wow, this person's saying things and doing things that is different than from what I ever had. Yeah. And it feels good. It feels healthy. Yeah.
Very.
Boom. Stay with that person, because we have a lot of experience. All of us in this room. We've been with a lot of different
kinds of people.
Different people. So eventually you know what you want. You know what you want out of life after having experience in the dating mm-hmm. world and just being cognizant of that.
I'm about to cry.
Yeah.
I'm about to cry. So I got in the car immediately with Jen this morning, Nina, and I would love to hear you all's perspective on this. And Cam and I were talking for about 3 hours on the phone yesterday, and he just got like, I got really teary eyed, and we were just having an emotional moment, because like, this is like really happening. And he goes, Chris, I'm actually kind of sometimes afraid of the love that I have for you. And I'm like, well, what does that even mean? He's like, I feel like you have the potential to like destroy me. And not in like a toxic way. It's just like, I have a lot of carry and weight on him, and I'm no man has ever said that to me. So obviously I'm never going to do anything to destroy him. He's a father, and mm-hmm. I care. That's one thing that I love the most about him, is the fact that he's a dad and a full-time dad at that. And I would never do anything to destroy him, air quotes, that would take away from him being a good dad. But when he said that to me, it just literally like sent chills down my spine. Like, how much love do you have for someone where you feel like, damn girl, like if you leave, I'm literally not going to be the same. Or damn dude, if like this doesn't work out, it's really going to leave like this hole in my heart. So I don't know. When he said that, it was just like, no one's ever said no shit like that to me before, bro. Like, it's different.
Like, he tried to really paint the picture of how much he loves you, which is pretty powerful. Are you crying again?
Yes, I can't.
It is powerful.
I think I'm just overwhelmed.
That's amazing. Yeah, it is over. It's a very emotional time. It's happy tears, sad tears.
I'm so happy. Like,
yeah.
I'm just so freaking
good.
Happy.
You deserve to be happy.
You do deserve to be happy.
Thank you, bro.
Gosh, what a nice change of pace, right? We're always like, F that book.
Yeah, like, we don't need no dudes. Men ain't shit.
Well, Angie's still saying it, but
I sure am.
But the beautiful thing about it is, though, there are few. When they say that the good ones are out there, they are. And I used to be the sourpuss that didn't believe it either.
Yeah, right. I told you, until somebody proves me wrong, I'm standing behind it.
Good. And then the enemy's going to hear that, Angie. He's going to send a tatted up, pierced, bearded god. You know? So watch out. Make sure your eyes are open and your ears are open.
Mm-hmm. Know what you want, girl. Put your foot down.
Put your foot down. Telling you.
Oh, no. That's
crazy. Because you know your worth, Angie. You know your worth more than what. And I'm guilty of it, too, where I've questioned my worth and I've settled. Mm-hmm. Nina's guilty. She's settled.
Oh, my God.
We've all settled before, but now we're just at that big age where it's like, I don't want to settle no more. And I'm happy that you just flat out don't want to settle no more.
But sometimes it's not settling. Sometimes you lead with your biological instincts. When you see a fine man, like I'm thinking about when I was Angie's age, and I would lead by how fine
he is.
They're
dangerous. You know what? I'm starting.
And I would think I would just shut down.
What is he, Jen? What
He's
is
just
he?
Fine. I would just shut down. I would just shut down. I'd be like, you are a gorgeous
all
man.
Your senses.
You weren't thinking straight.
Right.
You were just seeing the specimen of a man.
I mean, I get that too. We've all done that.
And same with my husband, because he's four years younger than me, and I was in back in the day, men with spiky hair were in, and I was like, this man with spiky hair, he is too young, Lord help me. And I was not thinking straight. I had no business with this young thing.
And then look at you now, that
senior year
of
college, and I have a career, no business. But I mean, it worked out.
Yeah. And just like that, that's a lesson for everybody.
Beautiful family. While Jen has the most beautiful family. Like, it literally did work out.
He's fine.
And see what happens.
No, because they be fine and then they fuck you up. Like, that's not good. And then you try to go for, okay, you go, you were with the 10s. Then you gotta stop the 10s.
Stop it!
So I'm like, all right, let me go for a 7. Not a 7. He ain't shit either.
So that's why it don't matter.
I'm not going lower than 5.
Yo, okay. Keep that same energy. Sometimes it doesn't matter, you all. Like, I felt the same way about Cameron. I was like, nah, he's too fine. Like, I know he got hoes on deck, but then it just worked out.
But
it just worked out.
Ange.
What?
I have to keep it real.
What?
What, don't, Angie?
No, don't
or
go
Nina?
There.
What,
don't
Nina?
Go there. Go ahead. I know what she's going to say.
Nina's going to say something
she,
off
you
the wall.
You don't even have an opinion.
Say it.
Because I've been sitting front seat. I mean, let me tell you, I'm like basically the windshield of this entire situation. And each one of these dudes is like a fly. Splat, splat. Bro, this is not entirely your fault. Your picker is broken. You don't know when to walk away. You let people treat you like crap. And then you go home and cry that men ain't shit. As soon as you start thinking you're the shit, then you won't be treated like shit, and then everything will start to change. Because let me tell you, I've never felt better about who I am as a person, and that's when this man walked into my
and
life.
And then maybe you just need more people around you, Angie, to remind you exactly how the fuck dope you are.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Agree with
like
that.
You, like right now,
I agree with that.
You are the plug. Like, you are the plug. Like, you are the producer on a Heritage morning show in the third largest market in the country.
That's my morning
That's just
show.
One thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's dope. Like, that's super dope. So maybe you just need to sit in the mirror and give yourself those affirmations so you do start feeling yourself so you don't start fucking with no more lanes.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I've recently had so much confidence. I don't even know where it came from.
Get
but
it.
Like,
yeah, you are because you,
I
yeah.
I can tell.
But I have like I get numbers. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's so
because
crazy.
You get hoes. Because you fine, bitch. What you mean?
Man, I'm not going to go into it right now, but I recently started talking to somebody, not really talking, but like introducing myself, and actually two people. But one of them is like on this TV show.
When
it's
did
not
this
gonna
start?
Be a
like
thing.
Literally 3 days ago.
Good
I'm taking
it was
Angie.
On Tuesday.
I want you to date multiple people.
I mean, I do
this
too.
This is good.
I believe in that. Yeah, I do.
So, yeah, no. And then I'm going to maybe pursue another one. But we'll see. We'll see.
Have fun.
They're kind of important people, though.
I thought the one that was on the TV show was talking to another girl.
He was, but we're going to see what's about. We're going to see what he's about.
As long as you're aware.
Okay.
We might need him for the show one day, Nina.
Hold on.
Him and his whole crew.
Okay, that's fine. And work that system. But I just want to paint a picture really quickly, okay? Jen and Krista.
Yes.
This person that's on the TV show that she's speaking of, she met... She turned her back for a second and turned around, and he had his hand on another woman's leg and was talking to her. So
at
now,
my bar! At my bar! He came to my bar!
Okay.
So now Angie is on that men ain't shit tip, but she's going to keep talking to this person that disrespected her in front of her face by putting his hand on another woman's leg. So...
But I know he ain't shit, but we need,
say,
we
long
might need
as
him for the show!
No, but
so,
I'm saying long as you recognize it for what it is. Mm-hmm. Long like, that's on you.
This other one is, like, so sweet, but he's... kind of young, and I don't know.
You know how I feel about the young ones. Suck the life out of them.
Suck what?
Suck the life out of young ones. Everybody got to do a young one. Man, my young one gave me a lot of life a couple years ago. That was a good one.
Oh,
so
boy.
I cut the young ones off, man.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Yo, my husband's a young one. What the hell?
No, the young ones serve a purpose, so don't discriminate on that.
I just need someone to get me over my last one, and then we're good.
Because what do they say? We'll end on these words of wisdom. You got to get under another one to get over the old one.
That's right.
You know, I want to agree with that, y'all.
It just makes
I really want to.
It just makes me laugh, guys. It's a funny saying.
Yeah, it's
everybody's taking it so literal. I'm not saying go be a hoe.
Value how you, Nina, were able to check out from everyone.
I did.
And be isolated and just feel those feelings by yourself. Like I value that a lot.
I did. I went and I did that by myself. I was single for a very, very long time. I wasn't touched for a very, very long time.
Nina,
and now look at you.
A year is not a very, very long time.
I mean, yeah.
I got a link. If anybody needs one, I got a good link. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I do, as a matter of fact.
I guess the biggest takeaway from today's episode is prioritize yourself or whatever it is that's missing in your holes.
Yes. Oh, wow.
In your holes. Where are the holes?
All the holes.
She'll be here all night, folks.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.